With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. military has carried out another strike on an alleged drug boat. As President Trump says, they've also hit a South American port.
U.S. Southern Command says it's conducted a strike on a boat in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. The military says the vessel was engaged in narco-trafficking operations, though it did not provide evidence to back up the claim. It says two people were killed, and that brings the reported death toll to at least 107 in 30 known boat strikes by U.S. forces in the waters off South America. And President Trump told reporters Monday,
there was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs.
And saying the U.S. wants responsible. I'm Ben Thomas.
There will be something new in Times Square on New Year's Eve when the ball drops, signaling 2026. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In Times Square in New York City, they're getting ready for the giant New Year's Eve party by dressing up the giant New Year's Eve ball with the new 2026 Waterford Crystals. The company's Bentley Hardwick has more.
Each one of the discs, there are three different designs, represent three different ideas. One, life, liberty, and happiness.
The crystal ball measures 12.5 feet in diameter and weighs a whopping 12,350 pounds. After it drops at midnight, it will rise again, sparkling in red, white, and blue to kick off months of celebrations for the nation's upcoming 250th birthday. Julie Walker, New York.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 249 points. The NASDAQ dropped 118, with the S&P 500 lower by 24 points. This is SRN News. A new ranking of which states are the most giving.
It comes from Wallet Hub, and it reveals that Virginia is number one when it comes to donating money to churches, ministries, and other charitable institutions. New York comes in second, followed by Maryland, Georgia, and California. Giving is clearly strongest in the states that are generally the most wealthy. However, when it comes to donating one's time to local charities, Utah comes in first, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Minnesota. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews around the world are vowing not to be intimidated by rising anti-Semitism. Many are pointing to a speech by Eli Schlonger, an Australian rabbi who was killed in this month's Bondi Beach massacre, who urged his congregation to be more Jewish, act more Jewish, and appear more Jewish. Rabbi Rick Jacobs of the Union for Reform Judaism says Jewish safety in democratic societies depends on open affirmation. SRN News. China's persecution by the minority Uyghur population goes to the next level.
Now, authorities are threatening to detain residents over downloading, listening to, and sharing Uyghur language songs considered sensitive. The tunes, ranging from traditional folk ballads to rap songs, are being targeted for allegedly threatening social stability, damaging the Chinese Communist Party's reputation, and bringing down the public's morale, among other reasons. Rich Thomason reporting.
Authorities have identified two pilots who died after their helicopters collided midair in southern New Jersey. 65-year-old Kenneth Kirsch and 71-year-old Michael Greenberg were friends who both lived in New Jersey. The two men would often have breakfast together at a cafe near the crash site in Hamilton. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.